Okay, Chevra, so we're discussing the Isurim of Avelos. If you remember, Simin Shin Pei began by telling us that there are many Isurim of Avelos. There's an Isser of Melacha, Rechitza, Sichon, Yosef Sando, Tasher Shamita, Isser Talmud Torah, etc. So we're going in order of the Isurim. The first group of Isurim that are mentioned are those Isurim which apply in other areas of halacha, Yom HaKippurim, on Tisha B'Av, this Isser of Mechitza Sicha, etc. Now, when it comes to Mechitza, so Shulchan Aruch writes that the Isser is Lirchot Kol Gufo even Betzonin, but Pun of Yodav Araglov is Usser B'Chamin, not Betzonin. But according to the Mechaber, these Isurim are only during Shiva. During Shiva, you usher for rechitzas kol gufay betzonin, but and rechitzas pun of yod of araglav bechamin. The Ramah adds, and we'll talk about this Ramah in a few minutes, that the koz hamidina is only usher b'shiva, but achar kach after Shiva during shloishim it's all mutter. Elashinahagu ha'idna to aser, etc., etc. We'll talk about the Ramah in a minute. Now, a few points that are worth noting regarding the Isser of Rechitza. The Gemara learns Rechitza from the Isser of Sicha. V'atavo kemayim bekirbo keshemen ba'atzmosav, something like that. So if Sicha is Asura, so then Rechitza is also Asur. The Isser of Panav Yadav, the Isser of Rechitzas Kol Gufay, even Betzonin. So the Badei HaShulchan paskins that Rubo Kikulo. And then the Badei HaShulchan notes that even Eiver is going to be considered Rubo Kikulo. That would mean that L'cha'ora you can't even wash limb by limb, even Betzonin, etc. I'm not 100% sure that this is correct, although I have no real rayas. Now, when it comes to Panav Yodav Raglov, so most poskim assume that even Panav Lachud and Yodav Lachud and Raglov Lachud is going to be Aser. It's not just the din and Panav Yodav Raglov, all of them together, but even each one on its own is going to be Aser. Now, this is found in the in all the Achrayim that Panav Lachud, Raglav Lachud, Yadav Lachud is going to be Aser. The Badei HaShulchan argues that maybe the heter of Rechitzas Raglav Betzonin, but remember, I Aser Rechitzas Raglav B'chamin, right? Maybe the Isser of Rechitzas Raglav Bechamin, or I should say it like this, maybe the Heter of Rechitzas Raglav Betzonin does not apply Bismaninu, that we don't walk around barefoot. If you walk around barefoot, I understand why there's a Kula of Rechitzas Raglav, but we don't walk around barefoot. We certainly, L'cha Pachos, wear socks and the like, so therefore maybe there's no Kula of Rechitzas Raglav. Now, what about Rechitzas Sha'arei Varim? You seem to have like a bit of a stira. On the one hand, we see that Rechitzas Kol Gufo is a problem, even Betzonin. On the other hand, you know Rechitzas Panav Yodav Araglav is only Aser B'chamin, not Betzonin. What about if it's somewhere between the two, if it's Rechitzas Sha'arei Varim? So that again is a big discussion. In Hilchos Shabbos, the Bir Halacha paskens that by Sha'ar Ivarim we're going to be Mekel. That the Isser is only Kol Gufay, or as the Badei HaShulchan says, even Ruba Kekulo, but Sha'ar Ivarim is going to be Mutter by Shabbos. The Badei HaShulchan says, L'maaseh Tzarich Iyun. The Maaseh Tzarich Iyun. Why would that be? Right? This is also nogeya for the cheshbon that we said. Right? What's raglov? So raglov l'cha'ora means only until the ankle. Yodav means only until the wrist. Right? So that would mean that you can't wash further up. You have to be careful not to wash further up. Is this really true? On Yom HaKippurim, right, we're mamish machmir in the rechitza, no? We assume that you shouldn't go past the knuckles, right? If that's the case, I'm saying that Avelos has the same din, right, as Yom HaKippurim, so then we should only wash until the knuckles, yet we're makel on washing until the wrist. If I'm makel on washing until the wrist, l'cha'ora, the cheshbin is that the iser of rechitza is more kal. So if the iser of rechitza is more kal, again, and I'm assuming that all rechitza is some sort of chalent, right? I compare rechitza b'Shabbos to rechitza on Yom HaKippurim to rechitza, etc. So l'cha'ora, the din of yadav should be, right, a mekel all the way until the wrist. Right? We don't say, no one says that's usher only until the knuckles. We're make until the wrist. If I make until the wrist, so then l'cha'ira, the din should be that just like in Shabbos, right, I say that sha'arei varim is mutter. Here also sha'arei varim is mutter. Right? If I compare it to Yom HaKippurim, it should be usher until the wrist. It should be usher until the wrist. It should be mutter only until the knuckles when I wash. Elamai, I'm not comparing it to Yom HaKippurim. If I'm not comparing it to Yom HaKippurim, I'm comparing it to Shabbos. So by Shabbos, Lamaisa, I am Mekel, that Sha'arei Varim has an employee of Pan of Yodav Araglov. Again, I'm not 1,000,000% sure what these dinim are based on. Do I compare it to Shabbos? Do I compare it to Yom HaKippurim? A nafgamina over here also might be the first Piskei Tshuva. That the iser of rechitza applies even by rechitza b'paishrim. And his cheshbin is that when you do rechitza, you never do rechitza mamish b'chamim. The din of rechitza is only b'poshrim. Right? That's basically ein derech lirchotz b'chamim yosim midai. You don't do rechitza, the Pesachim Tshuva quotes in Tiferes Moshe, when the water is too hot. Elamai, when we speak about the Isser rechitza, so then I'm talking about the Isser of rechitza even the Poshrim. Now Poshrim has a din of Chamin. Now what's funny is on Hilchos Shabbos, right, the Noi de Behuda and many are mekel on rechitza b'Poshrim. According to this Tiferes Moshe, that no one ever does rechitza b'koshrim, that's not the derech of rechitza, so then how can you have this cheshbin? Oh, in Hilchos Shabbos, it's going to be mutter, right? And over here, it's usser, because poshrim is the type of rechitza, and there's no such thing as rechitza b'chamin, no such thing as rechitza b'chamin, and poshrim is the only thing that's called rechitza, so in Hilchos Shabbos also, I should aser rechitza b'paishrim, yet l'achreinim are mekel. So again, I'm not exactly sure with what to do with these dinim. There seems to be a tension as to which area of halacha I apply. Am I comparing the iser of rechitza to the iser of rechitza in Yom HaKippurim? Or are I comparing the iser of rechitza to the iser of Rechitza on Shabbos. Rechitza on Shabbos is for sure din Rabbanan. Rechitza on Yom HaKippurim. So the Ran at the beginning of the eighth parak of Yoma has opinions that Rechitza on Yom HaKippurim is Aser Min HaTaira. Is Shari Nuyim Min HaTaira, Shari Nuyim Min Rabbanan. Right? The Ran has different opinions. It could be Masara Kosal HaChachonim. By Avelos, what is it? Is it Doirais or is it Rabbanan? Right? Avelos Yom Rishon. According to half the Rishon, it was Deraisa. The way we pass Abayas Yom Rishon is entirely to Rabbanan. If it's entirely to Rabbanan, so I would think that the better Dimyon is to Shabbos. If there's a potential Deraisa, I would think the better Dimyon is to Yom HaKippurim. I'm not exactly sure what to do with some of these halachas. Now, one other area just that's worth focusing on is that rechitza is mutter laha'avir hazuhama, and even sicha is mutter laha'avir hazuhama. No? If you're dirty, so you're allowed to wash off the dirt. L'cha'ayra, that means even rechitza b'chamin is necessary, is permitted laha'avir hazuhama. Now, sicha laha'avir hazuhama on Yom HaKippurim, we're machmiran. No? Or we're machmir in sicha she'eino shel tainug. Sicha is considered a more enjoyable activity than rechitza. So, over here, I'm more machmir than I am on, or over here, excuse me, I'm more mekel than I am on Yom HaKippurim. I would say this leads in the direction that the paradigm for the iser of rechitza / sicha is more hilchas Shabbos than it is hilchas Yom HaKippurim. Now, when I speak about laha'avir es hazuhama, does zuhama mean, I know this is a gross conversation, but does zuhama mean only dirt? What about sweat? Is sweat considered the same halacha as dirt? Ba'ad HaShulchan Se'if Katin Yud Gimel writes that in his opinion, that lahavir riboy hazeya is going to be permitted. The Ramban writes that when they would come back from the Beis HaKavarais during the Sudas Havra'ah, they would wash them off lahavir hazuhama. Presumably, says the Ba'ad HaShulchan, lahavir hazuhama over there means to get rid of the sweat. Right, you're not necessarily dirty after going to the Beis HaKavarais. Is that true? You go to Beis HaKavarais. There's dirt! You're digging a grave! Right? How's he assuming that the din... How's he assuming, he quotes in the Torah of Adam B'Shem the Yerushalmi, that they'd be marchit the Avel HaVir... Right, hazuhama. Right, he's saying, "Oh, the zuhama over there is zeya. Mehechatesi it's zeya. Maybe it's mamish dirt." Right, his kula over here, it seems to me, is not so pashut. I don't know. I don't know for sure that the Beis HaKavarais only leads to zeya. Maybe it leads to full-fledged zuhama also. The Shach quotes that there's a kula for a yoledes, that she's allowed to wash herself. That's what it says in Se'if Gimel. Zot the Shach. This kula applies even on Yom Rishon, but that's only in Yesh Latzorech Harbe, something like that. If not, you should be machmir on rechitza b'yom rishon. It's a little bit strange, right? L'chari, this kula should apply to all forms of, or this, I'd say, if you want to be machmir, it should apply by all forms of rechitza. Whenever there's a kula of rechitza, maybe machmir, at least l'chatchil, on yom rishon. For some reason, this din is only found by the Yoledes, not by anything else. Moreover, the din, Reb Feivel keeps on quoting this halacha time and time again. He assumes that this rechitza is only rechitza shel tainug. Any rechitza that's not rechitza shel tainug is mutter. That's part of his kula on lahavir es ha'azeya. It's not rechitza shel tainug. By yoledes, right? The rechitza that you're doing is not rechitza shel tainug. You just had a baby, right? It's dirty. It's gross, right? So it's very hard to understand this halacha at all. And it's very hard to understand the chumrah of the shach. The Achronim discuss are you allowed to go to the mikvah as a balkeri, toch shiva? So the Siddur of Rabbi Yaakov Emdin says that it is mutter. Chacham Ovad Yosef, page 159, says that it is usser. His lashon is that the Siddur Yaivitz is mole to uyais. It's full of mistakes. So the standard approach in poskim is that we're machmir that a baal keri does not go to the mikveh toch shiva. Reb Fiva Cohen again asks the kasha. It's not rechitza shel tainug. If it's not rechitza shel tainug, so then it should be mutter. Now everyone holds that it's mutter to go to the mikveh for baal keri toch shloshim. Even according to the Chumra, the Ramah, that we'll talk about Rechitza Toch Shloshim, everybody holds that to go to the mikveh is about Keri, right? There are Jews, Halagi Yidden, who go to the mikveh every morning. They toivel every day before Shacharis. Think my Ren Rav Kook is the toivel before three tefillos a day. He was like really holy. But Lucha Ora Toch Shloshim, everybody is Megal. And the cheshbon over there is twofold. We'll talk about one of the cheshbonis in a few minutes. But the poshet cheshbon is that whenever you have a minhag, and the minhag conflicts with the real din, so we get rid of the minhag. Right? We spoke about this in the context of Orthodox infertility at the beginning of Rosh Yuman Nida. Right, we know the machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid about the Shumno Shogid by the Karban Pesach. Right, Rav Shechter in the shir that he gave in Torah Day or whatever we call it. So Shad said the Minigin Yeshiva used to be that all the boys would shave during Sfira. And somehow the Minig developed not to. But for Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael, the Mashgiach or David Krumglass said they should all shave before Shabbos. Because there's a minig of Sfira, and the minig shouldn't contradict the Ikar Hadin of getting ready to cover Shabbos, no? That's what he said. Whenever a minig conflicts with the Ikar Hadin, so you follow the Ikar Hadin. So therefore, the Achreinim say, Reb Fivel writes, that you're allowed to be Toivel during Shloshim for a Baal Keri, because that's a minhag that's conflicting with the Ikar Hadin. The signals are crossing, no? You think going to the mikvah for a baal keri is me'ikar adin? Doesn't the Gemara Brachas tell me that butlu tivilasa? So, nor of us, but there's one opinion in Taisvis that butlu netilusa, not butlu tivilasa, and you have to be toivel for going to, but that's not accepted lahalach. Halacha ora, those who toivel before davening istamas ayachumra, no? It's a minig. So if it's a minig, it's not a minig conflicting with the Ikar Adin. So it's very hard to understand. It's very hard to understand this halacha. Again, it goes in two directions. Remember, Rabbi Yaakov Emdin said that it is mutter. Chacham Ovadia Yosef said it's mutter even toch shiva. Chacham Ovadia says no. During shiva for sure it's aser. Badei HaShulchan writes that during shloshim for sure it's mutter. Right, because of the cheshbin, that minig against Ikar Hadin. But I'm not sure what's considered Ikar Hadin. Why is going to the mikveh before davening, why is that Ikar Hadin? I don't fully understand this. On the other hand, I have the other potential kula. This is called Mechitza She'ena Shel Tainug. Now, it could be that going to the mikveh is more chamor because of an idea that we spoke about in Hilchos Nida. If you remember the shaila of going to the mikveh, to going to hot water on Shabbos, maybe there's an Isra Tevila. So we have, what, the Divrei Chamudos on the bottom of the Rush, which no one understands. He writes, I have a tshuva somewhere that you're allowed to go to a hot mikveh. I think the Alter Rebbe said he's going to go to Gan Eden because he heated the mikveh on Shabbos. The Avni Nezer writes in the tshuva, don't spend too long in the mikveh. That even if you go to the mikveh in hot water, and the minig of many women is that they do the Halakha Seinfeld double dip, like the Rambam says, or some people have a minig of 3, 7 different minhagim. Avni Nezer says, don't do that. Only do the stuff that it is necessary, me'ikar hadin, because hanging around in the mikvah longer is a problem. So it could be that the chashash over here, and we see ideas similar to this in Maseches Rosh Hashanah about Nodir min Hamayon, could be that the chashash over here is that the Baal Keri is going to the mikvah, and you want to be matir it because it's Rechitza She'en Shel Tainug, right? So first of all, right, it's not Me'ikar Hadin, the Pashtos. Okay, but it's natural Tainug, but maybe it's natural Tainug, right, at the beginning. Maybe you'll spend too long there. And honestly, ask any Hesach Hasidish Yid, do you like going to the mikvah? Do you enjoy it? What do you think they're going to say, Chevra? You think the Hasidish Yid didn't like the mikvah? They don't like the mikvah. My guess is they like it, no? So, if they like it, I think that's why I should aser it, at least Toch Shiva. Toch Shloshim, I think there's room to be mako, because the minig of the Ramah, Toch Shloshim, doesn't apply. Kemoshin the Faresh Ata. The Ramah writes that although Me'ikar Adin, the Isra Rechitza is only Toch Shiva, but Nahagu to aser Ko Rechitza Ko Shloshim. Now that's the Girsa we have in the Ramah. Both the Shach and the Taz say that that Girsa is not correct, and the correct Girsa should be that we aser Rechitza Ko Shloshim, not Ko Rechitza Ko Shloshim. Kol Rechitza Ko Shloshim L'cha'ora would mean that we aser even Rechitzas Ponav Yodav V'raglav B'tzonein. No? We aser Kol Rechitza Ko Shloshim. That would mean L'cha'ora that we aser everything. Hagon Reb Kiva Eger over here argues on the El Yerabba, on the pshat in this din. Remember, the Shach and the Taz change the girsa. So we don't aser ko rechitza ko shloshim. We only aser rechitza ko shloshim. So rechitza's pun of yadav v'raglav b'tzonein is going to for sure be mutter. But, says Hagon Reb Kiva Eger, that Rechitas Ko Gufo B'tzonein is going to be Osir. The El Yerabba disagrees with Reb Kiva Eger, and the El Yerabba says that Rechitas Ko Gufo B'tzonein is going to be Mutter. And when they Aser Rechitza Ko Lamed, that's only Rechitza B'chamin, not Rechitza B'tzonein. So let's go slowly. Right, there's a machlokas Reb Kiva Eger and the El Yerabba, right, and this is found in the on all the Achrayim. Reb Kiva Eger quotes it over here, and machlokas is Rechitzas Ko Gufo Betzonein going to be mutter or usher? Reb Kiva Eger is machmir that Rechitzas Ko Gufo Betzonein is usher. The El Yerabba is make on Rechitzas Ko Gufo Betzonein. The cheshbon over here, why would it be mutter, why would it be aser? The cheshbon has something to do with the nature of the minhag of the Ramah. When the Ramah says that we're machmir and rechitzas kol lamed, so there seem to be 3 perushim in the Ramah. In the Taz, he quotes that some say the iser of rechitza is because it will lead to srika. Right, when you bathe, you usually comb your hair after, and combing your hair potentially is going to rip hair out, and that's going to be like a din of giluach. Just like in Hilchos Shabbos, I'm not allowed to comb my hair because it's giluach. Kotzer, gozes. So also over here, it's going to be the same. That's the Taz. Taz number 1. But the Taz says that's not true, because in Simishin Sadi, we're mekel on Srika, Srika's Haraish, meaning Srika, we don't assume, is considered part of the Isra Giluach. So that can't be the Pshat in the Ramah. Elamai, the pshat in the Ramah is that if you're going to wash your hair, you'll come to actually cut your hair. So many barbers have like a sink that you lean back and they wash your hair well, and then they cut your hair. So rechitza could lead to cutting hair mamash, not just to srika. It can lead lehistap hair. There's another mahalach, the Darkei Moshe quotes, that the iser of rechitza is a gezera atu kibos. Three perushim. Utter srika, that's wrong, because we assume that srika is mutter. Atu giluach, one possibility. Atu kibos, another possibility. Now, here's the thing. If I'm going to cut my hair, I will wash my hair beforehand in hot water. I'm never going to wash my hair in cold water before I cut the hair. Like we had in Hilchos Nida, when you wash your hair in cold water, it leads to the hair getting all stuck together, and it makes it harder to cut your hair, not easier to cut your hair. No? So the Cha'ira, Rechitza B'tzainin, can't be usher if you hold the nature of the Isser is out, Shema Yistaper. But if the nature of the Isser is out, Kibus Begodim, so kibus begodim sometimes is done with cold water. You have a blood stain. How do you get blood out of garments? Cold. How do you wash your delicate lingerie? Cold. No? If it's out, kibus, then I could assume that the iser of rechitzas kol gufay is even bitzonin. So that machlokes Reb Kiva Eger and the Elya Rabba, whether we aser rechitzas ko gufay b'tzainain, according to the minhag of the Ramah, that machlokes, says Reb Five Cohen, sifkot and tes zayin, depends on the reasons for the iser of rechitzas ko gufay toch lamed. Right? If it's out tisporas, so it's going to be mutter. If it's out kibus begodim, is going to be usher. Now, whatever the reason for this minhag is, we do not have this minhag. Right? We do not answer rechitzas kol gufay, even b'chamin toch shloshim. Based on this, in the Sefer Nefesh HaRav, so Rav Shechter quotes that Rav Soloveitchik permitted taking a hot shower during the 9 days, no? Hot showers rechitzas kol gufay. It's b'chamin. According to the meaning of the Ramah, that for sure is aser. But, l'maisa, we don't have such a minig. Everybody washes kol gufay b'chamin. Why is that true? It could be for one of two reasons. It could be because you're considered an istinus, that today we shower more often. And if Gimel permits showering if you're an istinus, like the Gemara in Brachis speaks about the Rebbe Gamliel, right, washed himself because I'm not kisha'ar odom, I'm an istinus. So maybe that's the pshat. I remember in Camp Monk, Reb David Cohen used to say that we should take hot showers during the 9 days because it's an istinus. But if you're an istinus, that means you can only shower when you're uncomfortable. No? Istinus is l'cha'ira akula of miksas choli. If you look in the Gon over here, Sifkatin Dalet, the din of istinus is like miksas choli. Some of the poskim say istinus is misukan. The Gon says, I don't like that pshat. I like the pshat that you're mitzta'er harve. That would mean that during the 9 days, you can only take a hot shower if you're mitzta'er harve. Or if you are meluchlach. And meluchlach might mean meluchlach betit v'tzaya, not with zaya, the way we were saying beforehand. That's what they told me as a kid in Camp Monk, which meant that you're supposed to minimize the amount that you shower during the 9 days. But if you hold, like Rav Soloveitchik said, that the whole minig of the Ramah to aser rechitas kol gufo, rechitas gufo kol shloshim. The whole meaning of the Ramah is no longer accepted. And we go back to the Ikar Hadin, that the Isur Rechitza is only during Shiva, and I'm a Rav Soloveitchik Jew. That I assume that every minhag has to fit into a halachic category. So the 9 days, Rav Soloveitchik said, has a din of Avelos of Shleishim, according to the Ramah. No? According to the Mechaber, only Shlosha Chalbo has a din of Avelos of Shleishim. But Ashkenazim assume the whole 9 days. So the minig of not showering is by being megavev the 2 minhagim, right? The minhag of treating the 9 days like shleishim, and the minig of not doing rechitzas kol gufay, right? Not doing rechitzas kol gufo bechamin kol shloshim. According to Reb Kiva Eger, for sure it's also no, because Reb Kiva Eger says that rechitzas kol gufay mitzaynan is a problem. But Zukhtar of Salvation, we don't have the minig at all to ask for rechitza koshleishim. That means you can shower even if you don't feel istinus-like, even if you don't feel any mixas holy. That's the pshat in the Rav, in Nefesh Harav, whichever page it's up to. I lost the page a minute ago. Whatever, it's in Nefesh Harav somewhere. Just, I lost the page. Okay, so that is right, why we in our yeshiva, I think in the whole normal world, right, we're making on taking hot showers during the 9 days, and l'cha'ari, you don't have to minimize it according to Rav Soloveitchik's Mahalach. Oh, let's go weiter. We spoke about the dinim of Avelus, and we spoke about the chumrah of the shach, and yesh la'ayin, how come the shach only said it by yoledes, not about everything else? Now, the chumrah of the shach comes from a Mordechai. If you look in the Mordechai, there are 2 reasons that he has to aser. 1 reason to aser rechitza for a yoledes on day 1 is because avelos yom rishon is d'oraisa. Now, that does not make sense according to us Ashkenazim that we pass in straight up. Avelos Yom Rishon is Derabbanan. But there's another reason, which is quite similar, but not exactly the same, that we're more machmir on Yom Rishon, and the chumrah of Yom Rishon is because since Yom Rishon is Aser Bekachim, so Memela, we Aser Rechitza. Now, I don't fully understand this cheshbon because the din of Avelos Yom Rishon by Dairais is also nilmad from Kachim, as the Rambam writes. So he's assuming that's 2 separate reasons in the Mordechai, not exactly so poshut. One thing that I think makes sense in the sugya, or is the Ba'adei HaShulchan's Tain on the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan says, it says in Shulchan Aruch that lo kol arotze litos Hashem yitol, that you can't just say you're an istinus. It has to be that you're a proven istinus. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, you need a doctor's note. You know, remember as a kid in the school, you miss a day, you need a doctor's note. So Aruch HaShulchan says you only have a kula of an istinus if you have a doctor's note. That lechair is not true, says the Ba'adei HaShulchan. I think that's reasonable. It's not true because as long as you're nervous, say you're going to be nachal l'mishkav, or even if it's not nachal l'mishkav, even if you're going to have choli, so it's going to be okay. There is a discussion here in the Shulchan Aruch, just to move on, Sif Hey, Anida is not Teveles. Anida is not Teveles. Now, the reason why she's not Teveles is because the Tevila is only for Heter Baila. She's not going to be Muteres L'Baila anyway. It's a little bit strange, no? Because it will help in terms of Shin Pei Gimel, we assume, that Chibuk V'Nishuk is Usser during Avelos, but Sha'ar Harchakais is Mutter. One could argue that you should go to the mikvah for the Kula of Sha'ar Chakos, especially if I hold that going to the mikvah is not Rechitza Shel Tainug, and the Ba'adei HaShulchan keeps on saying, not Shel Tainug, it's all Mutter. So then l'cha'ira, I should permit going to the mikvah. Nobody says this. And I think the reason why nobody says this is the cheshbon that we had before of the concern that you'll stay in the mikvah longer than necessary and it will come l'idei tainug. So we aser going to the mikvah toch shiva. Even the mechaber, the iser mechitza is only toch shiva. We aser going to the mikvah toch shiva. What about rechitzas for yemei libon? What about washing yourself for hefsek tahara? So the Rama writes, kol shekein, you don't do that. The kol shekein l'cha'oras hazoi, that since there are opinions that tevila bizmana is mitzvah, right, it's a machlokas between the Rabbeinu Chanan and the Rabbeinu Tam, Zimukov Tzadites, since there are opinions that tevila bizmana is a mitzvah, and therefore you could be toivelas even on Yom HaKippurim, according to the Shittas. So if I ask her tevila during Avelos, Kosher Kain, I should ask her rechitza for Hefsek Tahara. That's what the Rambo writes. The Shach and the Taz quoted Shuvah, the Masas Bin Yonin, that were makel on rechitza for Hefsek Tahara. A machmir by Tevilas Nida to go to the mikvah, because she's not going to be mutaris l'bayla anyway. But to do a Hefsek Tahara, which will help her be mutaris l'bayla after the Shiva's over, so that l'chayra should be okay. But what am I makel on for Hefsek Tahara? Am I makel only on Rechitzas Paneha Shalmata? Or am I makel on Rechitzas Kogufo? If you remember, we had a discussion in Hilchos Nida, what is necessary for a woman to do a Hefsek Tahara, right? Where everybody holds that Rechitzas Paneha Shalmata is sufficient, but do I assume that L'chatzchila you should do Rechitzas Kogufai? Again, one could argue that if it is Rechitzas She'ena Shal Tainug and L'chatzchila you should be Rechitzas Kogufo, so then even Rechitzas Kogufo She'ena Shal Tainug and should be okay. If you hold that even L'chatzchila she only has to be Rechitzas Paneha Shalmata, so then any rechitza of kogufo might be shal tainug. But if you hold it's rechitza shal mitzvah, because she's supposed to at least l'chatchila be rechitzas kogufa, so then again, I can make an argument that if you're doing what's necessary, that is not rechitza shal tainug. Basically, I keep on making this point that I'm not 1,000,000% sure that this kula, again, it's rare that you get a kula on the Badei HaShulchan, but it's kula that all of Rechitza is going to be mutter, and it's not Rechitza Shaltainug. I think we have many kashes on this din. Let's just talk about Se'if Vav. Isha lo tichob lo tifar keis bimei evla. Don't put on makeup. Don't put on makeup. The Badei HaShulchan quotes a truth the Tzitz Eliezer, which is very rare. He doesn't usually quote the Tzitz Eliezer. Tzitz Eliezer writes that she should not wear jewelry during Shiva also. Not wear jewelry. Take off her rings or the like. Badei HaShulchan says that you don't have to hold it as chumra. To take off the jewelry, you don't have to hold it as chumra because where does he quote it here? In Sifkatin Memvav. One second. He says that it's not darkon to be Meser the Tabos. I'm sorry, page 190. He quotes that they don't take off the jewelry, and he's not 1,000,000% sure why not, but that's the minig. Tzitz Eliezer again says it's Osir. Rabbi Willig in his Sefer, in his Kuntras Al Ella, which is in the back of his Sefer on Brachas, think his mother is Nifteris. His mother is named Ella. So he has a Kuntras Al Ella. So Rabbi Willig says that maybe the minig of not taking off the jewelry is based on the fact that there's a machlaikas in that Gemara Ksubas Daf Dalet. When the Gemara speaks about the Tachshit and Leisha, So Rashi seems to say it means rings, but the Mordechai writes that the din of tachshitin in this case means to shave the other hair on the body. L'cha'or, there's a bit of evidence. Now, Rabbi Willig says that. He says that maybe the pshat is that the iser applies only to kishut, which is shaving hair on the body, but wearing rings is permitted. I remember when my mother was sitting shiva for her sister. So the question was to take off your rings. So I say, listen, Rabbi Willig says you're allowed to wear your rings during Shiva. On the other hand, my mother's sister had been the Rebbetzin in Mount Vernon. My uncle was the Rav in the Fleetwood Synagogue in Mount Vernon for many years. And apparently my mother's sister, during every Shiva in the shul in Mount Vernon, used to tell the women to remove the rings. So I told my mother, listen, it's mutter to wear your rings. Rabbi Willig's cheshbon, I think, is accurate. Nowhere in Shulchan Aruch. It could be that lo tichov, lo tefarkes means only putting makeup on, but it doesn't mean anything about jewelry. Right? That's the Ikar Adin. That Rabbi Willig says makes sense. Nonetheless, because my aunt used to tell people to take off their rings during Shiva, so I told my mother, you know, since Toby used to tell people to take off her ring, so for Toby, you should take it off. That was what I told my mother. Again, I don't know. That was just my approach to life. It says in Shulchan Aruch, by the way, that a kala is allowed to put on makeup. Any woman of marriageable age could put on makeup. And they say that that means any bulgaris. That means girls over 12 and a half are allowed to put on makeup. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Now, is this true? Right? So the Badei HaShulchan says, well, bizmanenu, people don't get married at 12 and a half. So there should be no cooler to wear makeup if you're 12 and a half. Should be a cooler to wear makeup when you're already dating. But if you're not dating yet, so l'cha'ora, there should be no kula. Again, that's what the Tzitz Eliezer writes. Badei HaShulchan writes that mishum shinoi hanesivot lo goreim shinoi haden. Because there's a change in situation, right? It's similar to the idea of davar shebeminyan. When there's a change in the situation, it doesn't change the halacha. And therefore, 12 and a half year old girls, not 12 year olds. A naira should not put on makeup. A 12 and a half year old girl should. So I don't understand the Badei HaShulchan over here, right? He says 12 and a half year old girls are allowed to put on makeup because shinoi hanesivot is not goreim shinoi haden. Yet he wants the asr washing my feet because bizmanenu we wear socks, no? Right? L'cha'ora, I thought that the yisdinim should be the same. And if you hold shinoi hanesivot is not goreim shinoi haden, so it should be the same in both cases. So this is some of what I wanted to say in Shin Pei Aleph. I went much slower than I wanted to. Bleen out of tomorrow, we'll pick up from Shin Pei Beis. I want to do Shin Pei Beis, Gimel Daled, Hey, tomorrow. Just keep on moving through the dinim. The dinim go relatively quickly. Just you got to keep on moving. Okay, Chevra, have a great day.
Rabbi, quick question. What by the harchakos, we said that she can wear makeup and jewelry, right?
By harchakos, we assume that a woman bekoshi hitiru. Right, the Gemara says that bekoshi hitiru that a woman can wear jewelry. So that appears here in Shulchan Aruch also. Shulot Tiskan Al-Bala, we permit her to wear makeup. A married woman can wear makeup. A woman of marriageable age can wear makeup. But a woman who's not of marriageable age and is not married should not wear makeup. The Bible Cohen actually has a stuffing. He says, what about if you have a married woman whose husband doesn't care whether she is wearing makeup or not? So do you have the kula in that case? Again, you can pilpul about everything if you like. I think that's a general approach to Yiddishkeit. Okay, Glean Eder, tomorrow we have shir in person at noon. Okay, have a great day.
Kol tuv.
Good to see you, Yoni.